The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, my guest is a no-show. So anything you want to talk about, give a call. We'll try and get some interesting conversation going. Hopefully my guest is okay and does show up. I've not received any notice from the person and called and texts. And so, you know, it's snowing out there. We got about 4 inches last night. So be careful. Drive correctly. Take time to stop in distance. And also, if you're shoveling your driveway, do not shovel it out into the street because that's illegal. And you get two choices. Get a fine, or I send over a front end loader to put it back in your driveway. I've already got a few complaints from people taking their snow and putting it in the street and blocking traffic. So be a good neighbor. Take your snow and shovel it on the sides on your property. Do it that way. That's how I do it. And if you have a sidewalk out in front of your residential neighborhood, you are responsible for that shoveling of the sidewalk, and you can push that out into the street. So if you have a sidewalk, push it into the street. If you have a driveway, do not push it into the street because that causes lots of issues and problems there. So anyway, my guest is on his way. So hey, he's fine, he's safe. That's what we want. Anyway, the Willow Project. Environmentalists sued for the Willow Project up in Prudhoe Bay, this side of Prudhoe Bay. It's estimated to put 100,000 to 200,000 barrels of oil into the pipeline a day. Now, when you look at our pipeline right now, it has about 450,000 barrels going through today. They can go up to 2 million at its peak. And so, even though this isn't on state land, it's federal, it's still going to be opening up jobs in Alaska, in Fairbanks. You know, you talk to the different construction companies, the pipeline service industry here, they're busy. They are busy. 3 fields, 5 lines going in up north. They don't have enough labor up there right now. So, again, the pool of labor. If you are looking for a job, high-paying job, a good high-paying job, there's a lot of opportunity up here for you in the construction industry over the next 3 to 10 years. A lot of stuff will be going on. Take a look at it. I had the Labor's Hall put me through college, working on a pipeline, the post-pipeline projects. Teamster, IBW, electrical, welding, pipe fitting, carpentry. The jobs up here, we don't have enough skilled, what you call skilled crafts. So there's plenty of opportunity up here for you. If you got a kid, if you're looking at something yourself, there's a lot of opportunity up here, just looking at it, in the construction field. There really is. And in town, out of town work, there's just a lot of stuff going on. You know, you get these people who are small business. They come in and they do repair, small remodel, stuff like that, $10,000 and under. They charge $100 an hour, you know, for their small business. And, you know, and there's not enough of them. So just a thought, something to think about if you're in that industry or thinking about going out on your own. There's not enough. There is just not enough of those. Now, also, back to the Willow Project. It was sued by the environmentalist, Judge Gleason. She found that they had no basis and approved it. So thank you, Judge Gleason and federal judge. It's always a fight for getting our resources developed here. The lawsuits, the frivolous lawsuits that are always put on our resources in Alaska to stop them, to block them from development. And something you should understand, Alaska does it safer than anyone in an extreme environment with more oversight and regulation than any place probably in the world. And we do it the best, and proudly so. So, just a thought. And hopefully, the Willow Project is now unimpeded and can continue. And be looking at what happens in Fairbanks because of this project for the next 3 to 5 years. You know, we're already the labor pool is already being taken to work on other projects up north. So be looking at what the Willow Project does, and is there enough warehouse terminal, transportation terminal, things like that. You're going to see some good projects come online that are needed, and hopefully it does happen. So anyway, oh boy, and as it comes to snow plowing, hey, did my sidewalk this morning. I'll get my driveway done this evening. We have city council tonight. We're in the middle of our budget. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday morning, 7 a.m. meetings, final 3 days of budget presentation to the city council. And we have our two readings. First reading will be the fourth Monday in November. And then the second reading will be the first Wednesday, first Monday, I think, is when we have our second reading for the budget. We change it up to in case anything happens and we have to have that second week. So we'll do that and hopefully get it going. But right now, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Do you need health insurance? United Way Healthcare Navigators are here to help you understand your coverage and savings options and enroll in a plan at healthcare.gov. The help is free, unbiased, and confidential. Call 211 to connect to free local navigator assistance. For coverage starting January 1st, you must enroll by December 15th. Call 211 today.
Are you ready to break up the winter blues? Midnights on ATV Tours is ready to get you on the ride of your life. Your adventure begins on one of their comfortable Ski-Doo Grand Touring snow machines, and their 1 or 2 hour tours will take you through the trails and hills off Chena Hot Springs Road. This tour is custom tailored for the adventurist who's looking for that pure Alaskan-only experience. Midnights on ATV Tours is the place to experience your Alaskan winter. Midnights on ATV Tours, 987-3331 or online at MidnightSunATVTours.com.
It's that time of year when you should be making your appointment with Cowles Heating. With the price of home heating oil so unpredictable, it's more important than ever that you are tuned up and ready to go. You can count on Cowles Heating year after year for boiler repair, inspection, cleaning, and replacement. With your continued support, they'll be here for many more years to come. Schedule your inspection, repairs, and heating upgrades with Cowles Heating. Call 479-HEAT. That's 479-HEAT. I am so glad you told me that Silver Gulch is open. We went last night, and am I glad that we did. One of my favorite items was on the menu, the grilled blueberry pork chop, and it was as good as ever. We also had the mussels, and they were terrific.
I love mussels and cannot wait to try them.
You won't be disappointed.
Silver Gulch, yes, they are open Wednesday to Sunday from 4 p.m., just a short drive from Fairbanks in historic downtown Fox. Silver Gulch, where the people are unusual and the beer is unusually good.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
Chance for snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 27. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely again tonight. Lows dip down to around 19. Cloudy. Snow likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 26. Cloudy skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen, studio here with Jeremiah Cotter, who came in late. And Jeremiah, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm the streets foreman
for
the city
of
Fairbanks.
You work for me, don't you?
Yes.
And you were late, weren't you?
Yeah. I have a good excuse. We had somebody plowing snow into our berm that we were trying to pick up this morning. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, we're going to talk about those things you're not supposed to do with snow from a private side. But and Fairbanks, thank you for working with me through the time frame there that I had. That was are you sort of sweating there, buddy? You're jogged here or what?
Yeah, I had to run. I realized I was late.
Anyway, glad you're here. Glad you're okay. We got, 4 inches of snow last night?
Yeah, we're pushing 5, it almost looks like to me. We got quite a bit of snow out there today.
You know, driving to work this morning and saw graders from the city of Fairbanks out, and already I was just smiling and said, yep, there you go.
Yep, yeah, we're on it this morning. We did set up some berms so that we could pick up some snow here in the core. I wanted to get it done, but we've readjusting now since we're realizing we got a lot more snow than when we started, so we're readjusting and going to plowing now.
Okay. So how's that going for you today?
Pretty good. Yeah, after lunch we should be fully adjusted and having sixth graders out and a sidewalk machine.
Which core areas are you trying to hit first, or is it rotating?
Well, with sixth graders, we'll be able to hit all three of our priority lists that we have for snowplow. And one does south of airport, one does the core, and then one does north of the river. So okay. We're trying to hit all three.
All the major areas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When do you go into subdivisions?
Subdivisions will be right after we get done with these three lists of priority roads, and then we'll go in and start smoothing up and plowing up some of the neighborhoods.
Okay. Let's talk about driveways and people who push snow into the driveway.
Oh, yeah.
I've already heard a few today from city council members, mind you.
Yeah, or the pictures people are sending us of people literally blowing snow out into the street. That doesn't help either.
What can you do about that? Is there a fine? Can you, like what I want to do, take a front-end loader and put it back?
I like your idea, Mayor. I think the rest of my crew would be happy to do that for you.
Is there any fine that's levied?
Well, right now there's a $200 fine that would be levied for somebody who's, for say, blows the snow into the street, mm-hmm. gets packed down by the cars. They're not going to be able to recover it. We will go, and then when we plow that neighborhood, we'll plow it into the berm, and then we'll levy the $200 fine.
Okay.
And then if there's a pile, somebody creates a big pile, then we will send over a loader and some dump trucks to pick up the piles of snow. And then that would be, of course, a lot more than $200.
So don't be that person who does that.
Yeah, that would be the most expensive pile of snow you have picked up.
I'll tell you about one off the air.
Okay.
got a couple people rankled this morning.
Oh, boy.
So what the heck. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for, 15 years for the city now?
Okay.
So, yeah, I got some time.
And what sidewalks does the city do?
Oh, boy.
You got some neat equipment. Don't ask me how I know that.
Well, for sidewalks for the city, we try to maintain all of the major ones, you know, that are Illinois, Cushman, Cowles. South Cushman, Cowles, First, Lower Second, Noble, you know, Barnett.
Yeah.
We try to do those ones. And then around the roundabouts in the Bentley area. Yeah, we try to grab those ones. And then I think there's a couple other ones that I'm missing, of course, off the top of my head, but I think I got the majority of them.
How many graders do you have, six?
We have eight graders.
Okay.
I'll only have six out today because that's all the operators I got for graders. Yeah, we're a little short on staffing.
I was just talking about there's a labor shortage out there, and you have the Willow Project coming on board, and all these people are, you know, there's good opportunity, economic opportunity for pipeline construction, you know, the feeder lines.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that today in the paper, too, or it was this weekend, and went, oh, boy, it's already starting.
Yeah. How many inches of snow do we get on average during a year, like 80?
The average for the last 5 years, I believe, was 66 and change.
Okay.
And last year was, I believe, 78.
A little bit more than average. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people are on a crew that you try and get on a crew for snow plowing and graders and everything like that?
Well, when I try to split my shift for night shift and day shift, we try to get anywhere from 16 to 14 on the crew. And that usually, of course, entails, you know, quite a few temps, 10 to 12 temps, depending on how the permanents move around for the different shifts. So that would put, what, 28 total for the streets snow removal crew?
And so it's 10 hours on, 10 hours on, then 4 hours of repair.
Yeah, something like that.
10, 10, and 4 for recovery.
Yeah, we try not to, you know, wreck things and, you know, ding things up. But with new drivers and new operators, training people, you know, sometimes the equipment pays the cost.
It pays the price for inexperience and learning.
Yeah, yeah. That's why, seeing this the last week, we were doing some training with our newer people, you know, for picking up snow with the snow blower and loading it into trucks without blowing it into oncoming cars and, you know, setting up
darn,
the berm.
Oh, yeah, really? Come on now. Setting up the berm to get it done correctly.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what we were doing this last week when there wasn't as much snow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine are yours. Jeremiah, you're just pushing all the right buttons this morning, buddy. I know you're a busy man. It's your first big snowfall of the season, and here you're able to take time and come down here, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate the show. I like to be able to let the public know and the contractors that are plowing snow, you know, as a reminder to, you know, keep the snow on the property.
Yeah, don't put it out.
Don't add it to my snow. We already have enough snow to pick up.
Yeah. Keep your snow to yourself. Oh, my goodness.
That's a good way to put it.
Do you have contractors who habitually try and do that, push it into the street?
Well, I think I've caught up with most of them now.
I mean,
when I first started, you know, it was a little bit bigger of an issue of getting the contractors on board with, hey, this isn't what you're not supposed to do, you know, what you do, what you can't do.
And yeah.
Nowadays, I've talked to most of them. It's usually the newer ones that are just got a snow plow that are more troublesome.
Anchorage got like 30 inches of snow.
Yeah.
That's why we're smiling. What would happen if something like that hit Fairbanks? You know, it did a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago when we got that big snowfall, I mean, it just turns into major chaos. I mean, everybody's just trying to push snow wherever they can push snow at that point, which, you know, is good for the, you know, the short term, but the long term, I mean, it takes my crew a lot longer to pick up snow, to clear up neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have other people pushing big piles, our machines aren't really made to deal with big piles. I got to pull a loader off of another job or from stacking up snow to now loading up dump trucks and, you know, hauling snow away just to open up streets. A couple of the streets that year were almost blocked off with gigantic piles.
Is there a time frame or a schedule you know, like right now, 0 hour started what time for you on the snow?
It started here as soon as it quit, and I'm counting it. It quit at 11, so we got about 72 hours before we got to have
everything
we're supposed to have everything open and good to go. But we don't have a night shift right now. That's going to kind of hamper that, but I think we'll be looking good tomorrow.
He's smiling as he's lying to me. You're under the microscope, Jeremiah.
I was being a politician.
Oh, okay. There you go. There you go. So, and that's all neighborhood streets, too. 72 hours.
It's about 84 before we get through all of the neighborhood streets.
Okay.
We have 48 hours, with which I believe it's 48. So I'm pulling all this off the top of my head. But anyway, 48 hours to open up all of the main roads, which is what the heavy plow list that we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as we're done with that, we split some off to go into the neighborhoods, and then we split some off to clear up some of the other pieces and parts of, you know, stuff that the other graders couldn't grab right away. So
the cleanup.
Yeah, the cleanup. So, yeah, tomorrow we should have probably tomorrow afternoon. If not, it'd be Wednesday. We'll have graders in the neighborhoods, cleaning up neighborhoods and intersections and trying to smooth things up for everybody.
You know, it's interesting how we all look at the weather now, the weather patterns.
Yeah.
You know, and every time it snows, I give your boss a call and I say the same thing, overtime's approved.
Yeah, well, there'll be some this weekend.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but yeah, so also right now we got the sidewalk machines. You know, we have a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have those sidewalk machines out also kicking off snow off the sidewalks to help the residents that, you know, maybe can't plow their sidewalk that's along their house or whatnot. But, yeah, we got one. I might be able to squeeze two out. But once again, it all comes down to the employees at hand.
Yeah. You know, it's not getting easier, is it?
No. Last week I was also running equipment. So I was extra busy answering a phone, running the equipment.
Getting people lined out.
Yeah, so if you see a truck sometimes sitting on the side of the road docking on the phone, that might be me directing.
It's never over, is it?
Oh, no. No, it's forever busy.
You know, it's usually November you start getting snow. What's the average of like November or December snowfalls?
Let's see, what was it? 28 inches, roughly 16 to 28 inches, I believe, was November and December average. So a third.
So it's a third in 2 months, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then, of course, you have years like a few years ago when we got the apocalypse. And
snowpocalypse, yeah.
Yeah, what was it, 49 inches?
Yeah, 2 weeks. You know, and because of that, we got you a lot of different equipment to get the ice off the road. You haven't had to use it yet, but it's there in case that ever happens again.
Oh, yeah, it was needed then, and it was one thing that I was surprised that we hadn't ever got up to that point, but we never needed it. So.
Yeah, but it's there now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, it's great to have when you need it, but then when you don't need it, everybody's going, we have this thing sitting in the yard for, you know, X amount of years, and we've never needed it. You know, do we still need it? And we get a year like that, there's, yeah, that's why it's sitting in the yard.
Just that one time.
Uh-huh.
That one year, that one season.
Pays for itself right there.
I know it. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Going to give you some bumper music, some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, and some weather. And we'll be back. We'll be right back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Retaliating once again for Iranian-linked attacks on American troops in the Middle East. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on the Fox News Channel.
These groups and the IRGC, the Supreme Leader, they have a choice to make. We're not looking to escalate, but if they continue to attack our troops, if they continue to put their lives in danger, we'll continue to take action to do what we have to do to protect that.
We've heard President Biden sent a letter to Iran's Supreme Leader warning him against targeting American troops in the Middle East. AAA says this Thanksgiving travel season going to be the busiest one in almost two decades. Mark Jenkins of AAA Florida talked about the latest travel trends as millions of people getting ready to drive and fly.
This is looking to be the highest air travel volume since 2019, the third highest on record.
Yeah, and they say domestic flights are about 5% more expensive than they were a year ago. The average ticket price, $681. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Four homeless people have died in Anchorage in the last week, underscoring the city's ongoing struggle to house a large homeless population. At the same time, winter weather has returned, with more than 2 feet of snow falling within 48 hours. The four bring the total number of people who died while living outdoors in Anchorage to 49 this year, a record that easily eclipses the 24 people who died on the streets of the state's largest city last year, according to a count kept by the Anchorage Daily News. 11 of those deaths last year came during the winter months. Last week's heavy snow covered tents and vehicles that homeless people set up in makeshift camps all over Anchorage when the city closed the mass shelter that was established inside the city's sports arena during the pandemic. While the city cleared at least one of those large camps, some people have decided to rough it outside this winter instead of seeking shelter. City buses also didn't run Thursday or Friday because of the heavy snow, taking away an easy warming place for the homeless. This also prevented many people from being able to travel to shelters or other social service programs.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pain.
Hi, this is Kevin, owner of Glass Doctor in North Pole, the glass shop where we fix your pains. This holiday season, we're also spreading a little joy with our Chips for Toys for Tots event. From now until Christmas, drop off a new unwrapped toy at Glass Doctor in North Pole and get a rock chip repair for free. A $70 value, and only at
Hello, Fairbanks. It's John Scherzer from the Westmark Fairbanks Hotel and Conference Center. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Let us make it easy on you. Let our chef do all the work. The Westmark is offering a Thanksgiving buffet. Delicious roasted turkey, carved ham, mashed potatoes with gravy, stuffing, vegetable medley, green bean casserole, yams, cranberry sauce, rolls, and assorted desserts. All that for $45 per adult and $22 per child. Oh, and the best part of that is gratuity is included. Seating times are between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Call 459-7739 and make your reservation. Reservations will be taken until we sell out, and we will sell out, so call now. That's Thanksgiving Buffet at the Westmark Hotel and Conference Center. Call 459-7739 and make your reservation today.
Fairbanks, are you thinking about a new career where you're your own boss, setting your own schedule? In real estate, you set your success up in the winter for a very good spring, summer, and fall. To start this new career, the state of Alaska requires you to take a pre-licensing course. My next class is the first 2 weekends in December. If it is something you are considering, give me, David Pruse, a call at 479-7000. That's 479-7000 to start your real estate career.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen Stutter here with Jeremiah Cotter, who came in tardy, but he made it. How you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. A lot of snow out there.
You know, it's not just the snow that you have to move around. It's the employees and the critical shortage of critical employees.
Yeah, it's quite the juggling act to, you know, have the employees that can do certain things but aren't as proficient on other things, and knowing when you got to move them around or put them in something new this time, and You know, give them some time to learn something, as opposed to, well, now I need production, so I have to move them around into something that I know that they know that somebody else, you know, can pick up and take off in.
How much fun can you have?
And every once in a while, I actually get to get out of the office and jump in the equipment, you know, and do it myself.
Brings back fond memories.
Oh, yeah. It's fun plowing snow. I have a great time doing it.
You got 8 graders. 6 of them are in operation because you need 2 more grader drivers. How many, you know, I always say that the most expensive part of an operation of snow removal is the distance between your dump site and where you're picking it up at. How many dump sites do you have?
I think we got 10 or 12 right now.
Okay. You know, we've tried to make it so it's very efficient, as efficient as we can.
Yeah, we did a deal with the fairgrounds so that we had a snow dump site that was closer to our snow storage site that was closer to the north end of Aurora and the Johnston subdivision, so that would take up a lot of, you know, or give us more extra time. You know, it doesn't take us as long to haul it out to the Johansson. And then now we have the 30th Avenue snow dump for the Pecker Lakes area that we got opened up this last summer, enough area to where we can start dumping in there and probably be able to put the whole season's worth of snow for the Pecker Lakes, which will, you know, greatly shorten the distance of haul for that neighborhood and make it faster.
You know, it's interesting watching your operations, because you go into snow plowing, then the snow removal.
Mm-hmm.
And you go through your winter with that, and as soon as that's done, boom, you're into removing the hard cap again so the streets don't get too damaged. And then as the melt happens, you're out there with the steam trucks opening up everything. So you try and get the steam trucks ready a month in advance and have them worked on where you're still working on your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that happens, then you're looking at the different road repair.
Exactly. You know, it's like a never-ending cycle.
And then in June, we all get together and we start taking a look at how much money do you have left to get through the summer and to make sure you can get through the winter.
Yeah, we're talking to the mayor, telling him we need more money.
Let's see. Last year, we budgeted $1,300,000. And then that got you through about September. And then we threw another $350,000 into your budget to get you through the remainder of the year for everything. And that's what I'm doing again in this year's budget. We raised you last year. We were raising you again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Jeff and you, this is interim. I know you're, if you need more, we'll get you more. We have a good reserve. And but you guys did a lot of street work this summer that you hadn't done in a while.
Yeah, we were able to get out a night crew for doing a lot of the main drags repairs, because it's just so much easier and safer for the crew to be out there where there's a lot less traffic. So we were able to get a lot of that stuff done this year, which we weren't able to do the prior year, which of course made twice as much for us to do this year. And then we were also able to, with that increase, be able to put in a bunch of storm drain system for houses that are always have huge puddles and stuff like that, because the water really doesn't flow away from a lot of places in town because we're pretty flat, really.
Mm-hmm.
So we put the storm drain systems in there so that we can, you know, pull the water, take it down a little bit, and give it an angle so that it'll flow away from houses. And we were able to put in quite a bit of extra storm drain line this year, a couple good spots that I'm sure the residents will be happy with.
And you'll be doing it again next year, looks like.
Oh, yeah. We have – the list is huge. We can only, you know, fit so many in a summer, so we just plug away at it.
Yeah, get the most critical ones out of the way as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and if, you know, if you have one, the best thing to do is to call Public Works so that you can, you know, get your puddle put on that list so that we can work at getting the time to get over there to address that situation, because we don't want to have all these big puddles around on the roads and stuff like that, because it not only do you get affected, but it affects the road and then it just destroys the roadbed.
So you also got a steam truck, and you also have a truck that comes and sucks up the water.
Oh, yes, our jet vac trucks. Yeah, they we did a lot of storm drain system maintenance, cleaning out the lines and the cans this summer. And, you know, we were really close to completing it. My goal has been to make it all the way around the city in one season, and this year we were short a neighborhood and a half. So
which ones didn't get it?
The Pegger Lakes didn't get it, and Executive Park.
So that's
we
where
you, only that's did a little bit.
That's where you start next year.
Yep. And the next year we'll start there, and we'll try to work backwards.
You know, it's never ending.
Yeah. It is never ending. It's always a, you know, a scheduling thing. You know, schedule's always maxed out.
I remember there was this one night I got a call, and about 10 o'clock in the evening, one of our police officers had to go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the emergency room. So I, you know, from my house, I'm driving down Cowles. I see a road patching crew on Cowles. 10:30 at night.
Uh-huh.
And yep. I get to the hospital. As I'm walking in the emergency room, the police officer, he's walking out. You know, he's fine. He banged his hand in a situation there. He's fine. He's going back out there, you know, to address the situation. It's still ongoing. So, okay. So I drive back down in Cowell Street going home, and there's a crew. So I just pulled over, and, you know, there's Merlene and some people I knew, you know, got a selfie with them. But at 11 o'clock at night, you know, here they are, you know, working the pavement, putting asphalt down, patching the road, you know, and there it was. And,
yeah. Yeah, June's a good month for that because it's also pretty light outside too, so we don't need, you know, extra reflective stuff. You know, we have just our normal reflective gear and some flashing lights that we put out to help people see us, but with it being so much brighter out there, it really makes the job safer.
It does, and it's just neat seeing it done. You know, you're for whatever official capacity I was in. You know, now I stop and I, you know, say hello to the people doing the job and say thank you and, you know, get a selfie with them, and they're sort of surprised, you know, who is this guy?
Yeah, they were wondering why the mayor was following him around. Yeah. That was the question I got asked.
He's a stalker. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. If you have a question for Jeremiah Cotter or a comment, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's a fact. Cold weather kills car batteries. Make sure your battery is strong enough to withstand another winter. Have it tested for free at Batteries Plus. Need a replacement? We have plenty of options available from the industry's top brands. Plus, free battery installation in most vehicle makes and models, or upgrade to Premier installation for added protection. You'll also find jump starters, windshield wiper blades, and other winter auto essentials at your nearest location or online at batteriesplus.com.
Last month, Denali Industrial Supply and Milwaukee Tool teamed up to bring you the Milwaukee Mega Sale. A sale so big, they're extending it through November. Special pricing on Milwaukee 12-volt and 18-volt Baird tools and batteries, full kits, hand tools, pack-out storage system, hole saw kits, accessories, and more. Ask their helpful sales staff how you can get a free with your purchase of Milwaukee power tools or pack-out products. Free is limited. The Milwaukee Mega Sale. Extended through November. Only at Denali Industrial Supply. Off Van Horn Road, look for the big red roof.
Men all over Fairbanks are raving about the UroLift procedure available only at Fairbanks Urology.
I had a UroLift. Prior to that, I was having to go to the bathroom, urinate about every 15 minutes. Driving any place around town was a problematic. I've had the UroLift done, and I had no pain when I got home. And then within about 5 days, my urination went back to normal like I was when I was 25 years old.
The UroLift from Fairbanks Urology. Online at fairbanksurology.com.
Rome was founded in 753 BC by Romulus, making it one of the oldest continuously occupied cities in Europe. Giraldo's hasn't been open nearly that long. However, since 1984, we have become the pasta capital of Fairbanks. From the stuffed cannelloni, to the eggplant parmigiana, to the fettuccine alfredo, Giraldo's has established itself as the center of the pasta-loving universe of Fairbanks for millenniums to come.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Overcast today with a chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 27. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, snow likely 19. Highs around 26. Tomorrow, snow likely. 1 to 3 inches of snow today through tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Got Jeremiah Cotter in the studio here with me. Now, Jeremiah, you have a forum coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have the Winter Maintenance Forum Tuesday at 5:30.
This is tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at the Visitor Center.
Which Visitor Center?
The one that's on Wendell.
Wendell Street.
Yeah.
Okay. The Morris Thompson Visitor Center. Okay.
There it is, yeah.
Okay. And where's that at there? This in a conference room on the main floor?
Yeah, it should be on the main floor in their big conference area that they have right there as you walk in the door, I believe is what I was told. And there's going to be some door drawings for door prizes for those that attend.
What's on the agenda?
Plowing snow. All the entities around Fairbanks will be there. We got the UAF, we got DOT, we've got the borough, we got the city, we got North Pole. Yeah, just about anybody that plows snow is going to be there to answer any questions you might have.
Hmm. That sounds like a target-rich environment for trouble. We got you all in one location and it's snow plowing. Really? Whose idea was this?
I believe it's Fairbanks Fast
Planning.
Planning, I think. I believe that's who was putting that on.
Jackson Fox.
Yes, okay. Jackson Fox's crew.
Okay. Well, hey, that's what they want to do. And you're included, though.
Yep. Me and Jeff will be giving a presentation there and explaining what we do and where we go and what our boundaries are, because some people really don't realize what the city does that DOT actually does, and we're not involved with, you know, doing some streets that you might think are the city's, even though they're
University Avenue or College Road or Airport Way is not yours.
Yeah, we don't do any of those streets, but we get blamed all the time.
You do Cushman Street.
We do Cushman from 28th.
On up.
Yep, all the way down to First Avenue.
Okay. And who handles the bridge?
The bridge would be DOT. Or the bridge, are you talking about the Illinois Bridge?
Yeah.
That would be us.
Okay. And so you go all the way down to the College Road from there?
We go down to College Road and we cross College Road and then we do all the roundabouts in what we call the Bentley Trust area.
Hmm.
And then, of course, DOT does the College Road and does Airport Road.
Steese Expressway and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're the major thoroughfares that they maintain, and you're the secondary collector streets that are maintained by the city.
Yeah, 10-4.
And, again, in a subdivision, if you have a driveway, do not put it out into the road.
No, you're supposed to plow up towards your property and keep it on your property. The stuff that's on the road, you can put that in a berm along the road, but trying to pile up right out in front of your driveway just creates a pile, and then it becomes one of those issues where we don't pick up piles because we don't know what's in the pile. Last year, $138,000 for blower repair for picking up somebody's pile of snow that we thought was a berm. So it can be very costly to the
city.
What
was in the pile of snow that caused the damage?
A piece of metal. I believe it was like a cutting edge or some thick piece of metal, and yeah, it did some serious damage. You know, those blowers still try to pick it up and send it through them.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How much of the budget do we eat up with that?
It's costly. That's why we just say when we see piles, we don't pick them up.
Yeah.
You know, this one was one of those, you know, we thought it was part of our berm. It looked like it was. Somebody probably just cleaned out the end of their driveway, but who knows what they had in their driveway, by their driveway. Sometimes it's just a rock. You know, they forget that you know, where their little flower bed rocks are at, and they stick those in there. And
there it goes into the...
Yeah, there it goes in there, binds things up, and when things get bound up, things break. You know, and then it's a $30,000 belt repair. You know, it just costs too much for us to do that, so we avoid them.
Yeah. How many sidewalk pieces, you know, the plows, you know, I see those things out running around now.
Mm-hmm.
Those look neat.
They are pretty neat. We have another new one coming with a grant. I believe it was a grant. So we'll have another trackless coming to us, and it will have a snowblower attachment and blade attachments. So when we get the really deep snow, we can blow it off with a blower, which makes it a little bit easier. And then, of course, it'll also have a plow blade on it. That's a V-blade. So mm-hmm. when we're going by sidewalk entrances and stuff like that to get on the sidewalk, we can V the blade to kind of carry most of the snow past the entrance so that we don't leave as much of a, you know, berm yeah. or whatever. You had to try to get on a sidewalk. I know that's a hassle.
Hmm. Okay. You know, it just, no matter what, you have a season of snow plowing. And you're not going to make everyone happy.
We try to. We do our best to try to make everybody happy. The crews, you know, really, their mindset is, you know, to do a good job for the city of Fairbanks, to make it passable so that, you know, people with, you know, appropriately equipped vehicles can drive where they need to go in town. And we try to do it as fast as we possibly can. We ask sometimes for, you know, a little bit of room so that we can maybe get down a busy street. I know this last week with us picking up snow during the daytime that we normally pick up at night was probably a little troublesome, but we got in and we got out. You know, we don't try to, you know, hang out in the middle of these busy roads. We try to just get in, get out. We're trying to make things better for everybody.
Hmm. Sounds like a never-ending job. You know, when I first became mayor, I wouldn't, you know, before I was even mayor, I think I talked to the people at your department one morning at 7 a.m. And what I said was, the people of Public Works, they have the most touches with the public. You know, with the refuse pickup, the street cleaning, the snow plowing, the maintenance. People see Public Works more than anyone. You always see the sirens and the lights of police and fire. But it's Public Works that they see the operations of the city
mm-hmm.
the most. And, right. you know, when it's snowing out, you love to see the graders.
Yeah, everybody likes to see the road being plowed.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I know today that was... probably a lot of people's wonder was, when's the city going to start plowing?
As I was coming to work at 7 a.m., there they were.
Yep, we're on it.
It had started. Before the snow was over, it had started, yeah. And that's what you like to see. So,
yeah, we try to keep a good close eye on the weather. Yeah, I use different weather, you know, predictors,
mm-hmm.
you know, to try to determine when we're supposed to get snow.
I gave you that Ouija board.
And my magic wand, I broke it last year. Yeah. But we use those to try to determine how much snow. Even though the snow we got this time was only predicted to be 3 inches, and I think we're at five. So they did say 5 to 7 west. I just don't know how far west the weatherman was putting us. But we're on it. You know, we can deal with it.
Hmm. What the heck? In the summer, what's your priority in the summer?
Priority in the summer is mainly storm drain maintenance, getting our lines cleaned out so that we don't have the flooding issues that we may have had the previous year, uncovering culvert ends that people have decided they wanted a wider driveway, so they covered up the end. We go in and uncover the end so that water will flow. I mean, a lot of them are just ditches, you know. If they need a pipe and cans because, you know, they want to expand their driveway, you know, you can put in the request and we can see if through engineering and Public Works if something like that is feasible. engineering, you know, would definitely have to have a weigh in on that situation.
You do work hand in hand with engineering many times, and there's their theory and your reality. Fairbanks, it's like cats and dogs playing together here. It's a small sandbox.
Yeah, it is a small sandbox, but we work together really well, I think.
Yes, you do. Actually, yes, you do. And it's good to see. What about, do you do anything on the, you know, we don't have any parks, so we really don't have to worry about that, do we?
No, we don't do any of the, well, a cemetery.
Yeah.
I mean, we do the Clay Street Cemetery and do the maintenance around there, but that, I guess that would be the closest thing to something like that. But we don't do any parks. We do the trash downtown at First Avenue. That's, I guess, the other closest thing to a park.
Yeah, you know, I see it go down into the Golden Heart Plaza.
Yeah.
You do that, and that gets problematic at times with what happens down there.
Yeah, we've got a lot of camping down there, even with all the signs we put up. I think they were using those as tent posts, though.
What the heck? But that did allow it to make it so we could remove them within an hour versus 2 weeks.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so.
I mean, that's the one, that's what everybody comes and sees. Like, we have, what, two gigantic hotels right there in that area. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody sees that.
Yeah.
So it's something we need to keep clean.
Yeah, and you guys did a great job with it. And this last year we had the retired officer came back, and he was there every day from 9 a.m. to about 7 p.m., you know, and so that worked out really well. That worked out very well. And then you'd go in once or twice a week, and I'd see the employees out there cleaning stuff. And a couple times you found some needles, and, you know, that's a whole different animal there of safety and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We try to keep up on those. We have some training for how to deal with the sharps and stuff like that. Usually that's taken care of by Sean Rice. Sean Rice usually goes down and takes care of picking up and dealing with any of the needles around town. We also have a program to where if you need a sharps container, Public Works will bring you a sharps container to put your sharps in, and then we will pick up those containers when you need them picked up.
The things you have to do nowadays versus, you know, 30 years ago, you know, boy, who would have thought you'd have to go out and pick up needles off the street?
Yeah. It's not a fun job, you know, to have to go pick those things up sometimes, especially when there's more than one. You know, there's multiples. It's like somebody dumped them all over the road, and, you know, you got kids and, you know, people walking and enjoying the outdoors and run across these things. You know, it's not a safe situation.
No. Well, we got about a minute left. How do you want to end it, sir?
Well, Fairbanks, just keep your snow on your property, and let us know if we get any berms when we're plowing these neighborhoods. If we do have a berm across the spot that might be an entrance to a yard, realize I do have a lot of new people grading neighborhoods. So there's going to be those, you know, times now and then to where we might have put snow where we normally don't. So call into Public Works, let us know. I'll try to get somebody over there as fast as we can to fix it for you.
What's the phone number at Public Works?
459.
Public Works.
Yeah. Public Works.
Yeah. Okay. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. Jeremiah, thank you very much for being here. And Fairbanks, I will see you tomorrow.
Fairbanks, K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.